What's up, everybody? We're back in the house tonight on this wonderful, fantastic Tuesday evening, and you're rocking with the one and only, the only one, Kiss God Radio, right here on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Love is where it's at. Y'all, I'm Pastor P, and you're rocking with me for the next 30 minutes, the next 30 minutes of your day, the best 30 minutes of your day. And I'm excited about this evening, and I want you to lean in. I want you to call somebody. I want you to text somebody. Let them know Kiss God Radio is on every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m., giving you the best that we got. And y'all, I want you to download the app on your phone, loveradionetwork.com or Love Radio Network Studios. Charlie Rock gonna get me, but he's not gonna get me too long, because we're gonna celebrate Charlie Rock. Today's his birthday, Charlie Rock. Today's his birthday, y'all. Come on. I want y'all to give my big brother a shout out. Today is his, how old are you, man? And Chuck's gotta be about, let me see, 70. Nah, Charlie Rock, young man doing his thing on Love Radio Network. Y'all, they're getting ready to go on this great, great cruise. I hope that you're going. I'm unable to go because of family, responsibilities and obligations. I'm unable to go, but y'all gonna have a great, great, great time. But we're gonna catch next year. You're gonna catch next year. But they got the new ship that's going down, and a lot of music, a lot of fun, dancing. You know, my mom is going, my sister's going. Y'all know y'all gonna have a great time. But Charlie Rock, we love you, man. You are my big brother. Taught me so much in life. We celebrate this day, your birthday, man, and we love you.
We know the key to unity of all people is in the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. Our hearts tell us
politically correct, Dr. Charles Dean. Happy birthday, man. I love you so much. We love you so much. Love Radio Network loves you, man. You are loved around the world, and we appreciate all that you're doing and keeping the dream alive. You did what you had to do. You put your hands to the plow, and you didn't look back. And so that teaches me a lot. You're still teaching me, man, about the dream. You know that dreams do come true and making them reality. And you have showed me how to press. You have showed me how to continue to strive and never give up. Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Where they are, why they are where they are, what they need to do with themselves. And a lot of times, singles just become depressed. And I'm talking about beautiful, 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 beautiful people, men and women. I was talking to a brother the other day, and he's just tired of not only being single, he's tired of living. And I'm telling you, I'm really fighting. And I'm a true shepherd. I fight for people to remain and to live and to know that God believes that you are worth it, even if you don't believe that you are worth it. And that's why I want you to say, if you don't want me, I want me. God wants me. And I believe in you. And I believe that you can make it, singles. All right. And so we're going to share some things over the next couple of weeks. So I want you to stay with me. I want you to be a part of it. And I'm going to do some excerpts here concerning Mandisa. And again, I'm not one who will speculate on someone's life or someone's death. I just remember them from the things that they shared with me, and I take the messages. And so through her songs, interviews, and American Idol things that she did, I'm going to share some of those things tonight with you. And I hope that you get something out of it. So I got some interviews, and I probably may not come back. I'm not sure. But I was touched in my heart by Mandisa messages, and definitely from her couple of her last albums. So if you don't know Mandisa, please look her up and download some of her songs on Apple Music or Spotify, right? Or go on YouTube and listen to some of her great music, okay? And we remember her, and we thank God for the life that she shared with us, and the gift that God has given her to inspire us as we move through life. So we honor and we thank God. So here's a couple of things from Mandisa. And singles, I want you to catch it. I want you to catch what she is saying, and then from the music that we will also be playing right here on Kiss God Radio.
Hey, it's Mandisa. Leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Deez, it's Laura. Just want you to know I'm thinking about you today. I'm praying for you, and I love you. Call me back.
Hey, Mandisa. This is Dan. Just want to check in, see how you're doing. Just want you to know I'm praying for you, and I hope you're hanging in there. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Mandisa. Dave calling. Hey, I've missed not hearing from you over the last several weeks, and I hope that you're all right. I want to remind you that you are a daughter of the Most High God. So give me a call when you get a chance. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, good morning, Dee. Just checking in again. I just really would love to know how you're doing, and just know that I'm praying for you, and I really, really, really miss your friendship. But I know that you're walking through a dark time. I just don't want you to walk through it alone. So I love you, and I'll be here when you're ready to connect.
It's me again. I just want to say I know you're trying to push us away, but that's not going to happen. You're my friend for life. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm going to keep bugging you until I get you back.
Mandisa, it's Chan. I'm knocking at your door right now. Can you open the door and let me in if you're home? Just wanted to check on you to make sure you're okay. Talk to you later.
End of messages.
I would love for things to always be easy. I'm learning that it's in the difficult times that God is teaching me the most. And it was honestly in that dark period where I thought that there was no way out. I saw no hope whatsoever. It's actually now that I have this new music, Out of the Dark, that I'm seeing how God is using even those difficult things, the weak things, the horrible things that I wish I could take away. He's actually using that to minister to more people. Here's what I've discovered about the tactics of the enemy is that he's been using the same tricks from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. He knows the word of God, and so that's mm-hmm. the first thing we have to know, is that yeah. he will take the word of God and he'll twist it just enough. He'll put just a little bit of truth in there to make you start to cling to it, but then he'll just turn it a little bit. And so,
give me an example of that.
So the biggest one for me, when I was in that dark season and I was shutting out everybody, the one thing that I turned to was my old vice, which was food. I had been on a weight loss journey ever since Simon made fun of me on national television, to be honest. my second album was called Freedom. My yeah. third album, there's a song called Stronger. And I remember the day that song came out, I stepped on the scale and I had lost 100 pounds exactly. Wow. Since then, I had lost over 120 pounds. Wow. But when Keisha died and I began shutting out the world and shutting out Jesus, I started to turn back to food. And so I gained every 120 of those pounds back. And then in that 3-year period where I was in the dark, I gained 75 more on top of that. So almost 200 pounds I gained in 3 years. And so when I started listening to, here's the lie that the enemy told me, Mandisa, Jesus does not want you to be in this kind of pain. You are a child of God, and there's no way that this is the abundant life that he wants you to live. So if you were to take your life right now, you could be in heaven with him.
Mm.
You see, there's a little bit of truth there. He doesn't want me to live in that misery and that darkness. And it's true that when I do leave this world, that I am going to be in heaven with him, but he is going to be the one that's going to choose when that's going to happen. It's not going to be at my own hand.
That's right.
So that is... it's what he did to Adam and Eve. It's what he did to Eve. You know, did God really say?
Yeah.
It's what he did to Jesus.
That's
right. Did God really say, if you were to throw yourself off of this building, you know, the angels are going to lift you up? Like, it's the same tactic that he has used throughout all of time, and it almost worked for me.
Yeah, and I feel so. This is such a good point that the first part you said is true, but then there's that ergo. Therefore, then you take your own life.
Yeah.
And that horrible, and maybe you're watching tonight and you're hearing that same voice. We just want you to know, man, don't give up on this life. God has a calling and a purpose for you. Look at what God has done in Mandisa's life and in so many others. We just want you to know, if you're hearing that voice, you know, take your life, go to heaven now, reject that, because you don't want to miss out on the great purpose that you have in your life.
That's right.
You're never going to, I've talked to so many people who were in a place you were, and none of them, you know, they all say, I wouldn't have realized later how good my life would have been. And so, and everybody says, when I look back, you know, I'm so glad I didn't do that. Everybody says that, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting to me how during that season, I thought I was the only one. I thought, nobody knows what this feels like. And I look back now, and it's exactly what you said, that the enemy is going to try, he's coming after everybody, but those that are followers of Jesus, those who have a calling on their lives to spread the gospel and the light, he's going to come after us even harder. And so we cannot expect for Christians to not go through this. We can't expect for Christians not to commit suicide. It's because the enemy is coming full force after us.
That's
because
right.
he's scared of us, and he should be.
Such a good
and so
word.
That is what we have to remember, that if you're hearing that voice, it means the enemy's trying to take you out. And so the fact that he's doing that means that he's terrified of you, and he should be, because you've got resurrection power
That's
living
inside right.
of
you. That's right. That's right. Good word. You know, that is so right. And it's so important for Christians to hear that Christians go through depression.
Yeah.
Christians struggle with thoughts of suicide. Christians struggle with addiction.
Yes.
These are things that the enemy puts in our life to delay our purpose and our destiny. And in fact, I often think that we shouldn't pray for an easy life. We should pray for a stronger heart and a stronger mind to be tougher.
Yeah.
And
It's amazing you say that, because that's what God has been teaching me a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
I was just watching a movie. Have you heard of Joey and Rory? They do country music.
No, I'm sorry.
So there's a movie. It's called...
I'm from California. We have a lot of country out here. From Tennessee.
Well, I'm from California too, but I live in Nashville, that explains that. There's a movie called To Joey with Love. And Joey was a woman who was strong in her faith and loved Jesus with all of her heart.
Yeah.
She was diagnosed with cancer, and the treatment wasn't working. And so as she was deciding that she wasn't going to go through chemo anymore, she asked for prayer. And she did ask that people would pray for a miracle. But here's what I love that she said. She said, yes, pray for a miracle, because God does still do that. But she said, even more than that, pray that God would give me the strength to accept whatever his will is.
Mm.
And so that is what I am learning, is that we pray a lot for, you know, financial things and for healing and for, you know, the thorns to be removed. As I'm reading the Bible, I'm finding that God cares more about what's happening inside of our hearts as we face those things. And so I believe in asking like Jesus did, asking for the things to be moved. I believe in asking, can this cup be removed from me? But I also believe in God really wants to answer the prayer. Help me to have the strength of will to accept whatever it is that your perfect will is.
Yeah.
And so I'm just finding that my prayers are changing. I still pray for healing, but I also say, Lord, whatever your purpose and your plan is for this, help me to have the strength to accept whatever that is.
That is so good. I think very often when talking about this kind of thing, about how the people of Israel left Egypt slaves, but not only slaves, but with a slave mentality.
Yeah.
So they were free on the outside, but they were still slaves on the inside.
Mm.
But when they arrived to the promised land, they had power.
Yeah.
They had purpose. They had calling. But they had to go through a lot. In fact, one of the first battles they go through, they've crossed the Red Sea, and they're attacked by the Amalekites. Mm. And Moses tells Joshua, you go down there and you fight them. And he goes up on the hill and he holds up his hands with Aaron and Hur holding his hands. And when his hands are up, they're winning. And when they're down, they're losing. And the story, of course, is that praise, worship, prayer, and just essentially enduring, like holding your hands up for hours and hours and hours is hard.
Absolutely.
And so what we learn from that story is like, it actually says that God hated the Amalekites and blotted out their name. So did God send that attack on them? No. But did God use it to make them a people of the promised land, a people of purpose?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so the stuff that we go through, God didn't give your friend cancer.
Right.
And we can feel that way. When we get cancer, or when we go into these things, we can think, God is punishing me because of this thing I did or this whatever. We all have stuff. And we got to just tell people, look, God's not attacking you, but he's going to make you stronger.
Yeah.
Smarter, fuller, deeper, right?
There are some things that you can only get by walking through a valley. We're not always going to be on a mountaintop. And that's another thing that God has really been showing me is that as much as I would love for the pain to be removed, it's often in the pain, it's often in the fire that he's really shaping us and sculpting us more into his image. And so, yeah, I wish that my friend were still here. And yeah, I think about her boys that were left and her husband, Briannis, that is left to raise, you know, their boys. But here's what I know is that if we're going to call ourselves men and women of faith, that when we face situations that require faith, that we cannot back down, that that's actually the time where we have to rise up and actually believe what it is that we are preaching about, what it is that we are singing about. And so as much as I would love for things to always be easy, I'm learning that it's in the difficult times that God is teaching me the most. And it was honestly in that dark period where I thought that there was no way out. I saw no hope whatsoever. It's actually now that I have this new music, Out of the Dark, that I'm seeing how God is using even those difficult things, the weak things, the horrible things that I wish I could take away. He's actually using that to minister to more people.
So awesome.
That's how he works.
Grieved about lately, and it has to do with how offendable we are right now in this weird season that we're in. Y'all, we should look different as salt and light. We should look different as brothers and sisters in Christ. And I do believe that there's a way that we can walk through this still loving and serving one another. So Philippians chapter 4 verses 6-7, and I'll leave you with this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, on prayer, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So, I'm gonna pray for you. I would love it if you would pray for me. Lord, it's really hard to not be anxious. It's hard for me to not be anxious because I sound like this. I'm not sleeping well. But what you say is to present our request to you with thanksgiving. And so I am just going to ask you, Lord, to sing through me that this thorn in my flesh right now, because I'm not resting, and it's so important for our bodies to get good rest. When we don't, our bodies shut down. And that's what I feel like is happening. But Lord, just as Paul had a thorn in his flesh, and you allowed it to persist because it showed him that your grace is sufficient, that's what I pray for myself, and that's what I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ here. Whatever thorn in their flesh, whatever circumstance that they are facing that feels impossible or that makes them anxious, I'm thinking about what you said to that father in Mark 9:23. He was asking you to heal his son, and you said, if you're able to, and you said, if I'm able to, you can do all things, and you are still on your throne. And so I pray for the teachers. I just saw a teacher that is going back to school. I pray for the teachers, Lord. I pray for the students. I pray for the parents, Lord, that we memorized last month was 2 Timothy 1:7, and you say that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. God, we have supernatural resurrection power. We have an ability to love the unlovable, to love the jerks in our lives, to love what I call them extra grace required. You have given us a supernatural ability to love in the same way that you loved. I don't know how you loved them Pharisees. How did you do that? How did you wash Judas's feet knowing that he was about to betray you? Lord, you did that because you have a supernatural ability, a spiritual ability that only comes from your Father, to love the unlovable. And Lord, I feel so unlovable at times that you love me unconditionally. And when I make mistakes over and over, you forgive me. And you say, and you purify me from all unrighteousness. And so I pray that my brothers and sisters here would take some time to just see if there's anything. And y'all, I feel led to say this. If you are battling with shame, depression, anxiety, I feel like I want to encourage you to take some time and to ask the Lord if there's any way that you've missed the mark. In your anger, do not sin. In your darkness, in your depression, you can feel dark and not sin. That's why the sons of Korah in Psalm 42 were talking to themselves and said, why are you so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in the Lord. Sometimes you got to talk to your soul and say, look, I know that you are depressed, but you need to get it together. And here's how you do that. You don't shout at the devil. What you do is that you worship God. And so, Lord, that's what my prayer is, James 4:7, that we submit ourselves to you, God. As we submit ourselves to you, we say aloud no and we resist the devil in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we don't even have to yell aloud no. You stand before us. The devil has to check in with you first before he ever messes with us. And so I feel my spirit rising. I even feel my voice getting stronger as I'm praying to you. And that's what you do, Lord, when we present our request to you with thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for my voice. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters in Christ who are praying for me. And I thank you, Lord, that you say in James 5:16, and what I'm seeing happening is that you say that the prayers of the righteous person are powerful and effective, and they produce beautiful results. That's what's happening. The saints are praying. Thank you.
dream I've got.